you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold.
This is my world.
Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man.
Oops, I forgot to have my mic off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. I'm running late because I am advertising, promoting the show. There you go. I can multitask. I looked at our ratings, and I'm okay with it. I'm not really happy. We got a little bit of a bump. We got another country who's listening to us. I wanted a bigger bump, but we're growing. We're growing. I mean, we have a large audience. I mean, I'm very proud of that. I just thought we had some great shows over the last 2 weeks, and all the stats are not in, but it's getting higher. So welcome to the show today, and I have my lovely co-host here, and our lovely operation officer of MVP, management officer, Robin. Robin is here. Good morning, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, kiddo. I'll try to get up. I haven't had the coffee yet, but good morning to you. It's great to have Robin around. It is. You want Rob? I mean, you could rob a bank and have Robin on the passenger side, and you know everything's going to be okay. Okay, dear, let's just go. No, don't even look back. Everything's going to be okay. Thank you, Robin. I want to give a shout-out to people who are listening. I know Laverne's listening. I know Pat is probably still asleep, but she'll get in, maybe.
Well, I sent her a message.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she will. And I want to send a shout-out to Ellen's been doing some work behind the scenes and keeping me, you know, posting on what she's doing. I appreciate that. Shout out to her. I'm working like crazy. You may not see me work. I'm like the little elves in Santa's workshop. You don't see it, but the product is good.
Mm-hmm. And, it is.
You know, at Christmas time, I can't get that song out of my head. I'll sing it, and I guarantee you it'll stick in your head. Go, we are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. Da, 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 da. We are Santa's elves. Remember that? It's in my head.
No.
I can't. You, oh,
I've never heard
you,
that.
You don't remember? Oh, yeah.
No.
I guess I sing it. Yeah, it's a Christmas song. Was it Rudolph? I think it's Rudolph. Have you ever seen a cartoon, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Back when I was a kid.
Right.
The old kind, yes.
Right. Here, I'll play it for you because I think you're going to remember. Okay, here we go. We are Santa's elves. It can't get out of my head. And just, I have to do it so it gets out of my head. That's how it works. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We are Santa's elves. We are Santa's elves. Building Santa's shell. With a toy for each girl.
We work hard all day, but our work is slow.
But we try out, see if they cry out, we are Santa's elves. We have a special job each year.
We don't like to brag.
Christmas Eve, we always feel Santa's bad. Santa's
Familiar, but I mean, it's been probably 30 years since I've seen that cartoon.
I gotta watch it every Thanksgiving. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got grandkids, so that's why.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. You know, I'm a kid at heart, and so every Thanksgiving, I gotta watch a Christmas thing. Nightmare. I even watch Miracle on, something Street. 34th Street. And then I got to watch Scrooge. I got to watch that to become a better person. There's some go-tos, and the cartoons are go-tos. I used to like the Charlie Brown Christmas thing, but I grew out of that. Do you really?
I still like those. Yeah, I still love all of them. But, see, I'm a big Snoopy fan, so that's why I've always loved Snoopy.
Oh, yeah, Snoopy. But there's some.
Even as a kid, and even, you know, when I got older, I still love Snoopy.
You still. I don't know if they celebrate Christmas in Canada. I think it's an American holiday. Good morning.
No, this
do you think so? I have never seen a Christmas tree in Canada. Never. Never.
Well,
good morning.
I've never been to Canada during Christmas, but
I haven't either.
Like
nobody goes there. Exactly. Nobody goes there on Christmas because they don't. I know. Good morning, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
How are you?
Merry Christmas, Pat.
Did I really?
I know. Some things make me smile. Let's get down to business, and we'll go with the show. Today's show, the heading is, I'd like to talk about this. Lazy people get screwed all the time, and we're going to explain it. We're going to explain it because I don't like, you know, we all get a little tired, but I'll explain it. And here's the body of the ad, or the marquee. Lazy people pay more at the grocery stores. True.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why. How many of us said, you know, the market is 3 blocks down the street, but we're going to go around the corner to get some sugar at this little mom-and-pop market that the sugar is like 3 times the cost of it? But we'll just get the sugar, and we won't go all the way down 3 blocks to get the cheaper stuff. We do. We take the shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us would rather pay $4.50 for coffee when we could go to the store, get a pot of coffee, and get some Folger crystals for $3.25, a whole pot?
Well, yeah? I make my own coffee.
Exactly. No, when you go to Starbucks, a lot of people will go to Starbucks just to get coffee, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
You know how much it costs for a cup of coffee at Starbucks?
Is
my God.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't even have regular coffee.
Not anymore. They don't even have people behind the counters of people like, what do they call them, clerks? No, they're baristas.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just calling you a barista is putting money out of my pocket. Well, sir, I am no longer the clerk behind the counter. I am not a barista. And I am an artiste. And I would draw pictures on your coffee. It's like, can I have a tip? I mean, it's like, shut up.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk about, that. And then I said, well, lazy people get evicted from their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, I should have took that job yesterday. Mm-hmm. Oh, you think? Because you got the moving van outside. You think? Uh-huh. It's true. Here's another one. Lazy people are homeless. Now, I know that's not cool to say, because homeless people and retarded people should be off, you know, lay off of them. No, I'm not. I'm going to tell you something.
It's not only lazy people. I mean, some people, you know, just have a turn of bad luck and just end up homeless.
There's an argument on it, and that's good. It's a debate, and I'm going to hear your debate, and there's probably a reasonable one, but I'm going to tell you something. If you homeless people are not satisfied. I can give a homeless person $100. And when I come out of that store, guess what he's begging for? More money.
Well, I told you about that one time.
Yeah.
About where I thought this guy was in real bad shape. He came in asking for money. Not asking for money, but asking for work.
Right.
And as I was leaving, you know, I got him a cheeseburger as I was leaving. And then the guy accosts me in the parking lot and offers me $50 to have sex with him.
Exactly.
I'm like, I just...
Wait a minute.
Charity and, yeah.
Robin, I just thought about that story. Wait a minute. What's wrong with that story? It's like, oh, you poor man, you don't have anything to eat. Let me go in and get you something because you have no money. I'm going to go get you something. Here's a biscuit. And then later
and
it's like, hey, I'll give you $50.
Out.
The man had money because he's going to give you $50 to have sex.
Well, the thing
I'm not really hooked.
The thing was, he didn't come in asking for money. He came in asking for work.
Oh,
now, if he
had
come in asking for money, I would have I wouldn't have done it.
You're not going to get a job that way. You don't have, I mean, how stupid. You got to hire them first, then harass them for sex. That's how it works. You don't harass them for sex while you're getting filled out the application. You'll never get hired. I tried that. Doesn't work.
Well, he wasn't filling out an application. He was just kind of looking for some people that needed odd jobs done around the house and, you know, something to make a little bit of pocket money. That kind of work. Said he hadn't eaten in 3 days and all of that.
Wow.
And of course, he hasn't eaten
in 3 days, but he offered you $50 to have sex. Well, he's going to eat you. I haven't eaten in 3 days. Here's $50.
Well,
I'd like to eat you, ma'am.
See, that was the whole point for me. You know, as I was leaving, I was like, you know, I don't want him to know it's coming from me. Just, you know, put him, you know, cheeseburger on my tab, and I'll pay for it. And, of course, the waitress told him, because he didn't want that. He wanted something else. Of course.
Yeah. Well, I can't blame him.
And,
I mean, Robin, if you're serving your lunch, I would take a bite of that. You know what I mean? What was the thing with the lady say? I wouldn't kick him out of bed if he ate crackers. He could eat crackers in bed. I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
This was just a little diner that I always used to go to, and I'd go in there and get a cup of coffee and sit down. You know, it was one of the only places in town you could still smoke inside.
I know.
And, I got up. That made me so mad because it did everybody else in there, too, because they all knew me.
Right.
And those two, the two waitresses,
yeah.
Even the cook came out afraid that I was going to attack him.
But you should, because that's disrespectful. He should have said $150, not $50.
Just the fact that he had the audacity to ask me that made me so mad, because it's like, you know, I'm trying to help you and you're just trying to, you know, I'm like, really? Are you that stupid?
Yeah.
And it's just very disrespectful. You don't do that to someone trying to help you.
No, but I don't think he has any brain cells left.
Well, that's true.
I don't think so either. A woman once
offered
me
$50. He didn't have much of a butt left after I chewed it off either.
Wow. A woman asked me, tried to pay me to have $50 not to have sex with her. And I said, it'll cost you $75. That's what I'm doing. I'm on the job. Well, you know, and we go with the body of the act. They get to go to prison. Lazy people will go to prison. They try to do the fast route about selling drugs, robbing a bank, doing something criminal act to make that fast money because they don't want to do it the right way. And the last but least,
some people like
lazy
being
people,
criminals.
Yeah,
that's true.
Some people like being in prison because it gives them structure.
My ex kills it.
Yeah, and
really?
And they take care of them.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But what kind of people
are
you dating, Pat? Me and your ex love to be a criminal. What do you mean?
My kid's dad. Okay.
Really?
We were together, and he started getting into the cocaine.
Uh-huh.
And their idea of fun was to go out at night and do a job, you know, do something.
What's a job, though? Give me an example of a job. I mean, he went to you.
Okay, like
right.
Okay, like the day they said, here's an example. They were in a van filled with jeans they had stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops pull up. It's in the middle of winter. And the damn van wouldn't start. Don't the cops pull up and want to help them?
Mm-hmm.
They had a van full of stolen jeans.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, and then they caught him with cocaine one day. And he says,
well,
good thing they didn't find the car. There was a kilo.
Oh,
and
shit.
Like,
he had a kilo of coke? I know.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
How did he get involved? Now, Pat, how does that work? You're up there doing dishes in your apron, like Pat does, and you're singing, you know, like a Walt Disney song, Whistle while I work, and that's Pat. And then he comes up to you, and he says, I got a job. I mean, he puts out a map on the living room or the coffee table. All right, Pat, you stand by the door. I got left nose Louie right over there. He's going to be the lookout. I mean, does he explain or does he just say, bye, honey, I got a job. I'll see you 5 to 9 or maybe life,
no,
but I'll be home soon.
No, they never planned anything. They never planned anything.
Oh, that's the worst
criminal.
That's the worst criminal. No.
Yeah.
They just said on a whim, right? Just on a whim, you know, we should just knock over this joint, this hamburger joint.
Yeah.
Anyway, how long did you stay with this
never
criminal?
Never a cunt hamburger joint, but
never.
No, but they'd tell me what they were going to do. And
what?
Then I'd say, don't do that. You're going to get caught.
Right.
You know? So I told them how to do it right.
You told them how to do it right.
My God.
Well, I bet you didn't have to come bail him out of jail either.
Exactly.
No, I told him, I said, I'm never going to jail. If you go in jail, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
He was in there for a year and a half. There was no way I was going to talk to him.
Yeah.
Not even to come
bail
him out?
No. Yeah. Didn't you bail him out from the criminal money that he... Are you going to, did you ever bail him out?
No, I told him, you go to jail, it's on you.
Yeah.
Now,
how
long did you stay with this eligible bachelor?
8 years.
Eight?
Wow.
Years. Oh, my God.
Well, we weren't together. He lived in Toronto. I lived in Niagara. He came on the weekends.
I'm sure he did. I hope there was a condom
there.
Yeah,
he did,
too.
Actually. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know. There was a naughty joke in there. Stop it. He came on the weekend. Yes, he did.
So I got one for you, but I can't tell it on air.
I know.
One that my friend Roger told me. It was a good one. I'll have to remember to tell you.
You sure do. I'm a big fan. Well, Pat, mm-hmm. you lived a colorful life. I mean, how many times does this genius actually get busted? I mean, how many times
since you've been together?
And not that many times, huh? And did he split the take with you? Hey, look, Pat, I made, $5,000. Here's your cut. Did he ever do that?
No, I didn't want it.
He didn't want it. You just told him how to do it right.
Your kids?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of situations that I didn't want to be involved. Like, I would tell them how to do it, but I wasn't involved.
I understand.
All he had to do is just...
You don't want it coming back on you, yeah.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, Pat. One day we're going to have to dive into your criminal past and get some of the goodies out of there. There's some goodies.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm probably the only one. One of us has been arrested. Put in jail.
Have you ever been arrested, Robin? Robin, have you ever been arrested?
Yes, I have.
Really? What did you do? Did you
do
a job?
I blew two tenths of a point over the legal limit coming from a half a mile from my house, and I got a DUI in front of my house. The cop wouldn't even let me pull my car into the driveway or tell my parents, and I was 24 years old.
Oh, damn.
But he made me blow three times to get barely over the legal limit so he could haul me to jail. And he did, and I sat there all night until the next morning. And then the guy that let me out, the guard that let me out was one of a guy that I used to date. And at the same time, we both looked at each other and said, oh, not you, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
You know how that goes. Oh.
I do. And then after he let you out, you blew him. Okay.
No, I didn't.
I don't know where my mind is. I don't know where my mind is at this point. Pat started it with her criminology. Pat started it.
I'm not proud of landing in jail, and I shouldn't have even been there because my mother said, she had been there with me, before then, and she was like, I know she wasn't drunk. She'd been drinking coffee for the past 2 hours. And I had not had anything but coffee, not even Bailey's in it, not even Irish cream in that coffee.
Not even Bailey's.
For the past 2 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm not
Who's feeding you all this alcohol? Who was feeding you that?
Oh, I was of age. I was buying it for myself.
Look at you, independent lady. You're an independent lady.
That was back during my tequila drinking time. And then, of course, I also pissed off the cop. But it was his fault, too.
Really?
It was late, and it was dark. He pulled behind me. I could see was blue light. And a guy in a uniform, and I kept asking him. He's supposed to, by law, show me identification if I ask for it. He never did. So, of course, that got him angry.
Yeah.
And got him really angry. He was rough with me. And then it turns around, he gets the promotion. Right after he gets me. I'm like, explain that.
You know what? I would love to see you in action. I'd like to see Pat in action, too. She'd cover up all the criminal stuff. There's probably a lot of unsolved criminality in Canada, kind of covered it up. They'll never find it, like cold cases. Oh, my God. We'll go into it. I would like to roleplay with you, too, Carol, you smooth criminals. And then I put here, lazy people... They have fucked up marriages and retarded kids. Lazy people do.
Yeah. And just guess what? And think about this. There's going to be a whole hell of a lot more of them kids running around.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because relationships require work. People don't understand it. It's a lot of work to have a relationship. It's a lot of work. Living with somebody else. It doesn't mean that they're bad people, but just living with somebody else and dealing with their fucked up personality. Because everybody's not 100% cool like me. Some people have fucked up personalities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to deal with
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Because the other three quarters of who they are good people, but that one quarter, it just gets on your nerves, and you want to hit them over the head with a baseball bat when they're sleeping. Just that one quarter. If they could just fix that,
or
they would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when they're wide awake.
Exactly. It's just that one thing that, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. It could be a snoring problem. It could be not paying attention problem, not listening problem. You know, just, but that one thing is so irritating. It's like you're pretty
mm-hmm.
cool three quarters of it, but that one thing just drives me crazy. And that's why I'm still with you, because that's why it requires work. I'll work on it, honey. I hope you do. And then he does the same thing. He goes, I thought you said you're going to work on it. Oh, I wasn't listening to you. Okay, listen to me. Okay, I'll listen to you. Then work on it. No problem. We can't do both. Take your poison. You want us to listen or work on the problem? You know, you're getting a little, you know, that's a little bit too much, too needy. Pick it. We'll listen to you. But we're
mm-hmm.
not. And isn't it selfish of you ladies saying, you need to do this? I don't know when a man ever said to a woman, you need to do this and we can have a better relationship. I don't know if a man could ever say that to a woman. A woman
that's
is usually
right,
one that's kind of... really? Because it's usually a woman will try
yeah.
to learn the man her way or train him little by little. And it may take 20 years because she's taking baby steps till he finally gets there. Honey, you finally
mm-hmm.
got... So I don't know. And they have retarded kids. Uneducated
yeah.
people have retarded kids. Uneducated people
mm-hmm.
do. Stupid people have retarded
and
kids.
That's what's going
you're dumb.
To be,
you
that's
have a kid.
Going to be,
yeah,
that's what's going to be taking over in a few years.
Right. Do you agree that criminal parents will have criminal kids? Criminal parents will have
mm-hmm.
criminal kids. It's
well,
like
yeah,
a, it's
well,
their,
it,
it's
will,
a thing.
They either will or they won't. It'll be one or the other because
yeah, yes.
They'll either see the good side of it and the profit, or they'll see how bad it is and want nothing to do with it.
Right. So we're going to talk about that. First, we got to take care of business. And, you know, I love you guys, but I'm going to start off by saying, losers. Losers.
We are.
Losers. Losers. Let's begin. I know, Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred says, I want out of this group. Okay, I understand. You're staying with us, Mr. Fred. You're staying with us. You're staying with us.
Mm-hmm.
Laverne may be listening to you, and I have to apologize to Laverne because I didn't realize when I got to the place, I said I forgot to pick Laverne's number. So I went out. I took myself out, and I gave Laverne the Powerball number. That's what I did. It was number five. Yeah, because I forgot. I love Laverne if she plays. Now, here are our numbers. John.
Mm-hmm.
John the Baptist, 1767.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, 42. Robin, 3127.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Laverne, 5. Now, they seem like good numbers in the beginning, like, yay, us. Yay, us.
Mm-hmm.
I say the same thing every time.
Until the wind
yeah,
gets
called.
Right.
I say the same thing. I say the same thing after each lottery thing. What happened? Well, here's the winning numbers. Number
mm-hmm.
two. Anybody have a number? There is no two. Number 20. Robin picked 27, no 20.
Mm-hmm.
22,
mm-hmm.
Robin picked 27, but no 22. Get this, 2,
mm-hmm.
2, 22, 26. Robin picked 27, not 26.
Oh.
47, did Pat pick it? No, Pat picked 42, but not 47.
Damn.
And and the Powerball was 21, and Laverne picked 5.
Oh.
Those were our numbers. But guess what? That's bad. There's good news and bad news. Which one do you want to hear? The bad news, we didn't win.
No, I figured.
And this is kind of debatable. Now it's up to, I don't think anybody won, because now it's up to $228 million.
Oh,
228. I don't know if that's enough to play. The payout is $103,400,000. That's the payout. Here you go. Here's $103 million, and with taxes taken out, it'll probably be more like, what do you think they'll take out a lot? What do you think? Maybe 89 million. They're gonna take. You think that'd be? It'll be like that,
probably.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're still a millionaire, 89 times over, right?
Yeah, multimillionaire. I wouldn't mind that.
I know. That's true. It says here our new. They got the scratcher. Did anybody play the scratchers? I don't scratch.
But I'm not good at them.
Do you really?
Yeah, I used to, but
either.
I'm not good at them.
I don't know. But I just want to say thank you, guys. We are all winners in the beginning, and I said that easy. And I'm in the bunch, too, so we're all winners. And then we don't win. And I go in the mirror, and I cuss myself out. Look at you. Look at you, gambling. You no good, you. And the mirror says, hey, what's up, Ryan? I think we had a good time. Love you. Okay, I love you, too. I can't be mad at you. I can't. Bye-bye. Bye, mirror. Bye, Brian. Good mirror. Good talk. Good talk. Oh, my God. Have you ever done this before? I just wanted to. How many of us have one of those long mirrors? What do you call it? It's a long mirror. They can see your body. What do you call it?
Mirror.
A full-length mirror. How many of us have that in there? I don't.
Wait a
minute.
I take that back. We've got one and down there in the exercise room. Yeah, it was there, you know, when we moved in, because it was like a weight room for the people that lived there before. And I told Ryan, I said, do not take that down because I need it, when I do my exercises to see how, if I'm doing anything wrong.
Right. That's interesting. Pat, do you have a full... It's kind of... I don't know if people will have that anymore. It's kind of a egotistical thing. I don't know. Pat, do you have a full-length mirror in your home?
Unfortunately, all my cupboard doors are mirrors.
Are they full-length, though? I mean, you see your whole body from head... Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I didn't want to see myself all the time.
What happened? This actually happened. 27 years old, I used to work out and everything. I was in my jock. You ever know what a jock with my cute little butt sticking out and a little string holding up my package? And I used to work out at home like that. I'm going, okay. So I was going to go take a shower, and I had a full-length mirror in the bathroom right behind the door. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You shut the door, full-length mirror.
One in the apartment.
Yeah, and I went, I shut the door, I got a glimpse of myself going, look at you, dude. We're straight, dude, but if I was a fag, I think I'd take myself out. Look at that. Yeah. Have anybody ever done that? Have you ever said it out loud? You passed your full-length mirror and you go, oh, God, that looks good. Huh? Have you? No?
No.
Pat?
No.
Have you ever...
No.
You guys. You guys.
I go by and say, what the hell was that?
Yeah, what the hell? I would bring a mirror with me and going, hey, you like that dude? Look at that dude in the mirror. Threesome? Get out, Brian. Okay. I did that one time. Only one time. Yeah.
I looked in the mirror, and I'm thinking, God, why did I do that? Especially early in the morning when you got one jaw and another one halfway glued shut and your hair sticking up like a
Like a dandelion, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's when I kicked the full-length mirror. When I stopped looking like Adonis and I started looking like Chef on South Park,
Adonis.
I got rid of that full-length mirror. Got rid of it. I wanted my money back. I don't like the dude. Look at this mirror. It's broken. I can't look like that.
We had actually one when we in our bathroom when we moved in, but Ryan got rid of it really quick. He did. First few days we moved in.
Well, here's what gets me. Do you guys avoid your reflection when you're walking in the store, past these stores? You know how you can see your reflection if you're walking past the store? Do you look or avoid it?
I avoid it.
Do you really?
I look. I hate looking at myself, especially when I walk.
Is that the most flattering? I know. Is that the most flattering thing? They always have the worst mirrors with the worst lighting. Pat, do you ever did that? Do you avoid your reflection as you're walking past a store that has your reflection as you're walking past?
No, I don't.
And the worst thing is a department store with all of those, you know, fluorescent lighting. Oh, man.
Oh, that is the worst.
Everybody looks old and ugly.
Yeah, the worst. Oh. That's the word. That's why I go in with a scarf and sunglasses over myself, and I'm going in there going, ugh, that's the worst. We are Santa's elves. So that's our show. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about, laziness and money and laziness and what laziness gets you. It gets you prison, like Pat says. It'll get you to do a job. Hey, honey. What, honey? I'm going to do a job. Okay. Make sure you do it right. Okay.
If you ever watch the show or even the movie Animal Kingdom, they're good criminals, but they are not lazy, that's for sure.
They're not lazy. Yeah. We had to do a show on how to be a good...
They treated that like their business.
Wow. We had to do a show on how to be a good criminal and not get caught. How's that? Let me see if there is a title, because there's a title... How to be a good criminal and not get caught? Can you think there's a title like that?
There's something about that. Mm-hmm.
You think so?
I bet.
I bet you're right. Let's see. Here
it
is.
If it isn't, it's only because the government's taking it down.
The government's taking it down.
Yeah.
How to be a good criminal and not get caught. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Then we'll go for a break and do our story. They do.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't figure they did. They have about everything online now.
Right. Well, this is according to Harry Houdini. Everybody knows who Harry Houdini is? Houdini?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says, walk backwards in the snow. You walk backwards in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Oh, I see what you're saying. Because you're not going in the direction that your footprints will tell you to go. The footprints will tell you that you're going south, but if you're walking backwards, you're actually going north.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What a good trick. Wow.
It is.
There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. Okay. Number two. If you want to steal a diamond, try hiding it in a piece of chewing gum.
Ooh.
If you want to steal a diamond, try hiding it in a piece of chewing gum. Chewed gum. Let's think about that. A piece of chewed gum. You're hiding the diamond. Oh, okay. I get it. It doesn't shine.
Uh-huh,
The gum dulls it. It won't be shiny. It covers the shine.
Cover
that was
too.
Yeah.
You can probably get it to cover the whole thing, and it just looks like a big wad of gum.
Right.
Depending on the size
of
the diamond. Mhm.
Yeah. There must be 50 ways to love your criminal. Number three. Prosthetic limbs are useful for all occasion. Prosthetic limbs are useful for all. Wow.
They have had a problem with that in prisons. You know, people sneaking contraband in through their prosthetic body parts.
But how do you get a prosthetic over a working limb? Doesn't the limb have to be gone for it to pros- prosthesis to work? Or is
yeah.
it, how could it fit over
yeah.
a regular, huh,
it
interesting.
Won't. It won't. Not unless it's like a movie prop or something.
I
you
get,
know, it's
I
not
guess
going
you're right.
to. Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Number four. Always rob a train during the winter.
Why?
Always rob a train during the winter. Let me see. Rob a train during the winter.
I don't think they rob trains anymore.
I know. They don't. I know. But rob a train during the winter, what does that mean? It means that there's no witnesses around because it's so cold. I don't know what it means.
Could be.
I don't know what it means.
Could it be?
Either. I don't either.
I don't know what it means.
Or it could be something. Yeah, I have no idea either.
And then here it is right here. It says, I like that walk backwards in the snow. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, a hat full of molasses make a great distraction. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, now they have the explanation. Wait a minute. Okay, they have the explanation.
Oh, okay.
I see it. Okay, what were we talking about? Always rob a train during the winter.
Train.
He explains
yeah.
it. It is when the dark days come around the railroad station. Death mostly safely conducts its operations.
Oh, okay.
The summer tourist he loves not, for his luggage contains few valuables and there's too much light about it. I guess, okay, whatever.
It,
whatever.
Carry more stuff in the wintertime, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, they travel light during the summer.
Too light.
Wow,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think
it's
of that.
Too light for longer. Yeah, that does make sense.
And wow, and number five, these are what am I talking about? These are 10 nifty tips for becoming a successful criminal, dating Pat Oberland in Niagara Falls. Number seven.
Yeah. You're not
going to
say my name right, are you?
I never will. It's over the line, Pat Oberline. Right. Did I say it right? Oberline. I like
yeah,
Oberline.
You said it right.
Oberline. It's like we're role playing. Okay, I'll be your Overland for tonight, Brian. Okay. But I do want to cross over the line later. See. Oh, wee. Okay. That's me and Pat role playing. Now I'm going to put a spell on you. Oh, no. You did not please me. Oh, no. here we go. A hat full of molasses makes a great distraction. Why? Let's figure this out. I have a hat full of molasses. Why would I have a hat full of molasses? We're going to rob something. We're going to do a criminal behavior. Why do I need a hat full of molasses? It's a great distraction. What kind of distraction could it be?
Well, you can distract people with molasses running down your face while somebody else cleans out the register, I guess. Or,
why is that lady has molasses on her face? It's interesting. I'm not even paying attention
to
the register.
I can't stand black strap molasses. I don't see why anybody likes that stuff.
Well, it says here that this is a novel approach to robbing a grocery store. All you need is a friend and an old-fashioned stovepipe hat. You would never be suspicious in Walmart. You can go in Walmart with a stovepipe hat. Nobody. And you know what? In Walmart, they won't even notice. They won't even notice.
No, they won't.
They won't even notice in Walmart. That's true.
Even every time I go by Walmart.
You
got
a lot of, yeah, you're not going to be the only one that's.
Somebody.
Exactly.
Is going to follow
you're not going to be
the
only one.
Screaming baby.
Exactly. Take a screaming
store.
Baby with you.
I think those are sporting goods, just to get away from them, the fishing section. No, here they come, baby screaming. I'm like, good God almighty. When I was a kid, I get taken to the bathroom, and I'd got a talking to first. And then if
Did
that
you
didn't
really?
Work, oh, God, yes. And then after, if that didn't work, I got my tail tore up.
My mom did that one time to me. And I waited to act up, and they tell you, don't act up.
Mm-mm.
It's like, then I knew I had her under control. I knew as soon as she told me not to do something, I surveyed the area. I'm going, huh, she's embarrassed to be embarrassed. She's telling me, I have her. I have her where I went. I'll go right to the cereal aisle. And I said, I want some Fruity Pebbles. No, honey, we're not getting Fruity Pebbles. I want Fruity Pebbles. No, honey, we're not getting Fruity Pebbles. I want Fruity Pebbles, honey. And then I'll test the waters like, don't. You know how they talk to you before you get wound up? Don't you get wound up.
That's exactly the kind of kids drive me nuts in stores.
Exactly. Test the waters.
You keep saying Fruity Pebbles, and that's what we were selling at the 420 is Fruity Pebbles buzz.
Were you really?
Well, I had. You know, I got a strain of some Fruity Pebbles the other day.
Wow.
It was not bad either.
It's not bad. I think I'm tuning into Pat's world. Fruity Pebbles. Mm-hmm. Out of all the cereal, I'm into Fruity Pebbles. Maybe I'm tuning into her world.
Well, now you're going to make me want to eat some Fruity Pebbles. Cause, I like them.
They're magically.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
But you,
I like to warm my cereal up. I'm weird. I like to heat it. It's softer, and it's like not as cold. Yeah, I like it. I like to warm my cereal up. No, it's weird.
You know what?
I do.
But do you know what I can't stand is the rate? I like Rice Krispies, but don't make the Rice Krispie cakes with the marshmallows. Don't do that. Everybody seems to.
Rice Krispies are delicious.
No.
I love them.
No.
Oh,
no.
I can sit and eat a whole pan of them. That's why I don't make them, because I will. I'll eat the entire pan of them.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah, they're so good. Oh, yeah, especially when they're warm and gooey.
Good munchy food, right? Good munchy, comfort munchy food.
And I put extra vanilla in mine, and
it
really makes it so good. That's like my secret when it comes to baking, extra peanut butter or extra vanilla, and sometimes both.
Depending
on what I'm making.
Oh, you guys, you ruined Rice Krispies. How dare you? okay, we got to finish this up. Here we go. We're almost done.
Okay.
Let's see. Hatful of molasses. So what happens is that Houdini says, he explains that two men will enter a store and they pretend to have an argument.
Mm-hmm.
One man says to the owner or the manager, my friend and I have gotten into an argument over a particular matter, which we believe you can settle for us. I have bet him my hat will hold more than 4 quarts of molasses, while he contends that it will hold hardly 3 quarts. We were willing to buy the molasses if you will fill this hat and prove the question to decide the bet. Mm-hmm. The shopkeeper agrees and brings the hat brimful with sticky molasses, at which one of the thieves slaps it over the storekeeper's head, and before he can extract himself and call for help, they have robbed the till and disappeared.
Well,
I don't know. What I mean, I don't buy that because but you know, I think it's if you go to a market, one of these, you know, you live in a small town, everybody knows. I don't know. They're like, Buford, I know where you live. I'll be over tonight. Are you having dinner? I'll be over for dinner, Tom. I know.
You have to go to a different town with a small store, because these big stores, I mean, you got a million people, you know, with registers, and, you know, there's another, there's so many people at the, lined up. That might have worked back in his day.
And
with the train
thing.
Because that was a while ago.
You got to remember Houdini was like in the 20s, 1920s, I think, 30s maybe. Life is different. This is what I think Pat has at her house. I'm not kidding you. After telling us that her criminal stories, that she's in love with the criminals, here's what I think she has at her house. A hollowed-out sofa makes a great hiding place. Now, I can see me knocking on Pat's door like, knock, knock. And I can see John going, damn it, it's Brian. And I can see both of them have that hollow out sofa that they get under the sofa in that little thing, and I can't see them. And I'm looking at their house. Are you guys there? And they're hiding in that little sofa. I think I see you.
The best thing to do is have a panic room or a secret room and then you could just peek through the peephole.
That's true. I would love to have it, but my panic room is my bathroom. I panic if I can't get in there going, uh-oh, there you go.
I understand.
It says, exactly. The hollowed out sofa is a perfect device for thieves of jewels and small valuables. Simply hide it inside, have your crew deliver it to the victim's front door as a gift. Once inside the house, pop out the sofa, grab the goods, and return it to your hiding spot. Later in the day, your pals will return, announcing the gift sofa was meant for another person. I don't know. That's too much work. Why am I going to go in there and say, why am I carrying the sofa that somebody...
Yeah, who's saying people's sofas as gifts? I mean, they don't anymore.
It really sounds stupid to me.
I think Pat and John will get a suspicion.
I didn't tell you how we broke up.
Oh, how did you break up?
Yeah. Well, I came to a conclusion one day that enough was enough, and I told him,
right.
I says, you either choose me and Tim, or you choose the drugs and the criminal stuff.
Right.
And you know what he did? He chose being a criminal.
Yep.
Yeah.
I said, okay, we're finished, right? We're finished.
Right. You know,
and,
I have a thing about that. Pat, you know, my girlfriend plays that shit on me sometimes. And I understand what you're saying. I understand, because you could not live that kind of life, and you wanted an ultimatum. I understand that. But then again, I understand what he did. Cindy pulls that shit on me. It was like, if she wants, here's an example. We had this new person moved into the townhouse, and she's way over there. Cindy asked me to get something for her. So as I come up and get something, I get it, and I'm walking towards where I'm going to go. And the woman who just moved in says, hi, neighbor. And I said, oh, you could be troubled. Hi. So she's asking me about the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah. Cindy hears this. She goes to the door and sees me there. I'm standing in front of the door, and I'm talking to her. And she gets mad at me. I said, okay. Well, and all she was telling me is, how's the mail? How's the neighbor? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we go in. Mm-hmm. I go in the house. I go, what's going on? She goes, you chose her over me. I go, what? I wanted you to do something, and I wanted you to come in, but you decided to talk to somebody else. I said, sweetheart, I'm just coming up this way, and she asked me a question. When I came to the door, you shushed me. I did not shush you. I was trying to ask her a question. Well, you chose her over me. She actually said that. And I'm going, whoa.
Yeah, that's a little...
I'm going, uh-oh. I am your priority. Remember that.
Okay.
But going back to what Pat said, it's the scorpion and the frog. You are who you are. So if you're asking somebody to change who they are and they love what they're doing, there's a saying that if you love the work that you're doing, you never work a day of your life. You'll never work a day in your life if you love the job that you're doing. You'll never work it. You know what I mean? Because you love it. So if this guy loves what he's doing and this is who he is, I understand. Did he make the right decision? No. I would have kept banging you for another couple of years. But the thing
he should have taken care of his child, too.
Right, and taking care of each other, which it should be a responsible person. But then I have to, and this goes to what Mr. Solution says, and I hate to quote Mr. Solution. Nah, forget him. I'm taking credit. But, you know,
okay.
I don't know, and I'm going to say this, Pat, because I see both sides, right? And you know I love you. You're one of the morning crew. But the reason you hate me or love me is because Brian may not say it the right way, but, you know, he may have something that I should think about. But what I'm trying to say is You chose him. You knew who he was about. You had a baby from this dude, and he was not a good dude. I can't blame him because he... Huh?
He wasn't doing some of that stuff at the beginning.
I know, but I say this, this is why we date. This is why people date. We don't date because we're getting a free meal, or we don't date because we're getting possibility we get some ass. We date to find out how fucked up are you before I put time in this relationship. You know, what are your quirks? What are your weird things that I must know before I put another 5 minutes into this? So I'm saying, Pat, I still have to rely on you saying, you're saying he wasn't, but I got a feeling he was. You did not see the signs. But I'm thinking, how long did you date this guy before you got married?
I got pregnant by accident, and I told you about that mess. And then I lost him before Tim was born.
Mm.
So, I was out of there.
Did you ever? How long were you pregnant, or how long was the pregnancy before you left him?
I was born before
he was born.
Okay, but how far along were you?
When I left, 8 months.
Yeah,
8 months.
Oh my God, you're ready to give birth. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But at least you realized
he
was not the right one to help raise a child.
Right. Right. Got the hell out of there.
So I moved back to Niagara from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Toronto's
a bad area
Toronto.
For you. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though.
You had some fun. You were like with the bad boys. I had some fun while I lasted. It's springtime. Time to break up with you. Let me see.
I can tell you stories. I'll tell you.
I bet you. We have to get you high first, and I bet you I can write a whole book on you.
Probably me too.
I know. I'm going to get you both. You guys want
to
smoke?
Yeah.
I can see it now. You guys want to smoke? Yes, Brian. Oh, did I tell you this story? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Wait a minute. How do you spell this? What do you mean how I spell it? No reason. I'll write a book on you guys. This is my book. The Secrets of These People. A fake oil, fake mail order business. There it is. We already know about that. Promise a secret to eradicating infestation of sense bugs for only a dollar. Once the victim sent in their dollar, the man sent back a letter that simply read, "Catch the cinch bug. Hold it by the leg carefully between the thumb and forefinger. Lay his head on the anvil and hit it with a hammer." Here we go. This is for Pat again. Don't fall in love with your mark. Don't fall in love with your mark. Matters of the heart and a successful life of crime do not mix. This is why Pat broke up. Crime and love does not mix.
Well, I mean, I think that was more like, don't fall in love with the person you're going to scam. Your mark pretty much means the one that you're after.
Wow.
Or the one that, you know, you've marked to, you know, scam. Or steal from, or rob, or, you know, whatever the criminal activity is. Yeah,
right.
If you start having feelings for those people, it'll be a little bit more difficult to.
It would be. I had the nerve. I'm gonna tell you how big my ego is. I'll tell you how big. You tell me this is not a narcissistic little bastard. So I fell in love with a hooker and said, I fell in love with a hooker and actually said, "Don't cheat on me." She goes, "But Brian, that's my job." Who falls in love with a hooker and say, "Are you cheating on me?" That's how I make my living. Well, you should have thought about that before you went to bed with me. And by the way, where's my $50?
Yeah.
Don't. Like, you you still fall in love with the hooker. Really? Don't cheat. I'm leaving you because you cheated on me. Yeah, see, that's a really narcissistic thing to do. Matt is at heart. He tells a story about Madame Clarice, who became very wealthy by seducing and extorting men. Similar like Pat. Hello, Pat. Hello, wealthy stranger. Allow me to seduce myself. You mean introduce yourself? No, seduce myself. Okay. Take my money. Take my home. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. It says here, Khalees' life of crime came to an end when an unexpected romantic way. She accidentally fell in love with her latest husband, whose face haunted her in her dreams. After a few days, she returned to Vienna, sought him out, and confessed all, but threw herself on his mercy and his love. The denouncement, unusual in such cases, was that the couple were actually married and today are living happily and content. That's what Pat's ex-husband should have done. I'm throwing myself at the mercy of your love. Oh, by the way, are you wearing panties?
And taking care of my child, yes.
Taking care of my child. I'm going to teach Capone. Exactly.
When people have kids, that their lives should be about their kids, at least until they're grown.
I think so. And you get a little idea of who they are when they want to name your kid El Chapo. We're not going to do it. You haven't changed a bit.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I have my friend Shirley that you know. Well, she has another friend around her, same age. Her name's Linda, and she was a labor and delivery nurse at Madison Hospital. She literally had this woman name her child Vagina.
My God. Why?
Apostrophe J-I-N-A.
Vagina.
Vagina.
Why would she do that? That's just mean. Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Wow. That is just
mean. She must have liked the way this it sounded. She's like, you would not believe what these people name their kids these days. I said, oh, yeah, I would, because I used to look through the paper and make fun of the names in the birth announcements.
You know, I had a quirky girlfriend. Her name was Heidi Dom. That's her name, Heidi Dom. Mm-hmm. Dom, D-O-M. But it sounds so close. Mm-hmm. But she was kind of quirky, and I liked her. She was quirky. Mm-hmm. She's an artist, unusual kind of person. She gets a dog. Mm-hmm. Cute dog. See the dog. Dog happy. Hi, dog. Dog says, I'm happy. Woof, woof. I'm very happy, Brian. Woof. Good, happy dog. I go to Heidi, and I said, what's your dog's name? She goes, God. I go, what? I name my dog God. I said, are you kidding me? Really?
D-O-G.
This is all true. This is, I didn't think of that. Wow, you're right. I didn't think of that. But she called her dog, and it upset the people in the block. And she goes, Brian, what? She did. She goes, Brian, you want to see something? I go, I'm afraid to, but yeah, she's the only woman that scared the hell out of me. I said, okay. She let the dog go. But it was in a confined space. You know, it didn't go in traffic or anything. It was in a confined space, you know. And she goes, God, can you hear me? God. I said, you're not going to do it. And she did it. God damn it. Get here. I go, oh, my God. She actually did that. I said, you got to change the name from the dog. You can't do that. But that's how quirky she was. You're talking about weird names. I know. Oh, my God.
That's pretty weird. Yeah, but I was talking, this is a name for a human being that had to grow up with the name Vagina.
Vagina, my God.
Vagina. I said, well, was she foreign? She's like, no, she wasn't foreign.
Oh, my God. She wasn't born.
She's like, like, no, she lived in the housing project just up the street. She wasn't foreign at all.
You know, she could be a Greek god. It seemed like they would name a Greek god that, like, you know, like, you know, Vagina, like the goddess of love. You think that could be a good name like that?
That's
as
Venus,
one of the goddesses?
Not Vagina, Venus.
I know, but...
And,
like,
or Aphrodite,
Aphrodite.
On which counterpart. Aphrodite
That's
was the
true.
Greek counterpart. Venus was the Roman counterpart.
Aphrodite is all righty with me. And number 10, I'm not going to read it. And here we go, last one. Become a master of disguise. If you like to commit daytime burglary, try disguising yourself as a handyman or plumber. That way you'll have an excuse if your victims wander in unexpectedly. For other kinds of crime that requires a quick getaway, false mustache, reversible pants are a must-have. And don't skimp on the disguise. Houdini notes that good criminals only wear false side whiskers and mustache, the best quality. So don't go to a costume shop like Trick or Treat and say, does this mustache look real? It won't happen. And if you're going to be a criminal, there you go. When we come back.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, our winners. What's that, Pat? What's going on?
That's
oh,
all
Pat tried.
But none of that'll work nowadays.
Yeah, really.
There's just
mustache.
Too many.
It's
facial recognition software.
I know. Your face recognition. Oh, that's
and
Brian with a fake mustache again. Yeah, I know it's facial recognition.
And that mustache and all of that. Oh my.
Yeah, you're right. This is before the technology in the 1940s. I don't think this is going to work in 2024.
We're talking the 80s or 90s there, Brian.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not many people are going to go with a stovetop hat full of molasses. And unless you're in Walmart, to get, you know, it's like, eh. When we come back, the winners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to nickname the morning crew the winners now. The winners.
Well, thank you. Maybe that'll help. Maybe it'll help.
Winning. Oh, my God. You know, it's fun to play. I wish we would have got one or two. Right now, instead of, you know, maybe I'm putting the bar too high. Let's try to get two. If we can get the bonus number and another number...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get like $20 or something. So maybe I'm going too high thinking that we're going to get the big money. Maybe we should, you know, lower the bar a little. What do you say?
Yeah, then besides, you never know what. It could happen.
Anyone.
Yes, Pat? Yeah.
I guess you're right.
But we always
get one. It's a win, isn't it?
Yeah, win is a win. That is true. I wish we could. We'll get it, right? We're almost there, right? I can feel it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a guy gambling. Like, that's why you're at Gambling Anonymous, Brian. What? I can feel it. This is my day. No, Brian, it's not your day. I would have bet on that horse. I know it. And I got the lottery ticket. Brian, no.
You
but
know
Pat
how
says
to get
I have
to
a good,
pay in a...
Yeah,
you know how to get a seat in a table that's crowded, don't you? And that people are waiting to get a seat there. All you got to do is say you're a cooler. You're a cooler, and they'll run off.
What? What's a cooler?
Yeah.
What's a cooler?
What's a cooler? Wow. Cooler is bad luck. A cooler is bad luck.
Oh, really?
If you're hot, you're on a street. Yeah. So they call someone who's bad luck a cooler. Say
a
they
cooler.
Come around and nobody else wins, and nobody wins. They're called a cooler. You didn't know that.
You gave me an idea. We ought to test. We ought to test that out, Robin. Next time I go to Laughlin, Nevada, I'm gonna get a big giant black cat head. And I'm going to sit next to somebody with a big black cat head. like a black cat. Yeah, big, huge, like Felix the Cat. Big, huge Felix the Cat head, and I put it on my head, and I'm walking.
Felix the Cat.
Like a black cat.
I remember
cat
Felix
around.
The Cat.
You remember
it was
that?
Yes. Felix the Cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat.
Wow, you do know. You do know.
Because.
No, well, I think you're getting that confused with the Wizard of Oz.
Wait,
no,
yeah,
because
Felix,
you're getting
Felix yeah,
confused with the Wizard of Oz. What a wonderful cat. Because what a wonderful cat he was. Wait a minute, she may be right. She may be right. Because I remember. Because, what a wonderful cat he was, right? That might be it. I think you're right. I thought you got it confused with, let's follow the yellow brick road. Wait a minute. You may be right.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
With all of the wonderful things it does, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's too young.
That's going to drive me crazy.
Cat's too young to know
it,
Felix. Right.
And what?
Do you remember the Felix the Cat song, Pat?
The old cartoon. It was a black and white cartoon before color.
Right. Okay, Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. He laughs a lot. Oh, my God. He laughs. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. He laughs a lot. Why do I have he laughs a lot?
I don't know. I can't remember it. I'll have to go on YouTube and look up those cartoons.
Well, here it is. Here's the song. Let's see what it is.
Here's the song.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You laugh so much your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix, the wonderful cat.
There you go.
I knew it had to do with Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. I remembered that part.
But then you went, because. What a wonderful thing he does. I think you got confused with, in the middle, Robin, I think you went to Wizard of Oz on us.
Well, I can honestly say I watched
Wizard of Oz
since.
I was confused because you were doing Yellow Brick Road music.
It does. It is so funny, though. I will. I'm going to have to go back and watch some of those cartoons on YouTube. You can do that, too, like the old Mickey Mouse cartoons, the ones I like with the dancing skeletons. You know, none of them are in color because they all came out way before color did. Color TV.
Well, I can't tell you how, but I can get every cartoon ever made. Anime and regular.
On your TV or on your phone or computer?
On my TV.
Really? I can't.
Yeah, but
well,
I can't
you can
tell
look them
how.
Up on YouTube. Understand. did somebody shimmy up a pole and do some splashing for you? That's how it used to be done.
No, It's just a way I do it. I can't tell because I'll get in trouble if I say anything.
I understand. But, yeah, I love those old, like, the old Mickey Mouse, the original Mickey Mouse cartoons and the dancing skeletons and some
but
of the Scooby-Doo, the old Scooby-Doo.
But, you know, Robin, the original Mickey Mouse freaked me out. Because if you think about the original Mickey Mouse theme, they would do roll call, and you would hear Annette, blah blah, blah blah, and you hear this deep voice.
That was Annette Donatello. That was the Mickey Mouse Club. I'm talking about the old cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah, not the old Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah, Annette Donatello was like number one on the Mickey Mouse Club back in the day.
Was she really? Is that because she was developing breasts? I like
well,
her because she was developing breasts. She was.
Could have been.
She was the only
well,
one to have breasts.
She turned out to be a pretty girl. She was a pretty girl. She ended up in movies, I think.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Beach Blanket Bingo, right? Beach Blanket Bingo. What did she die of? She died of a horrible death. I think she died of cancer. I'm not quite sure. My computer's down. Does anybody know what Annette Funicello died of? And I think she died maybe 2002 because I think she died in the 2000 area.
Yeah, it was after I graduated, I think. And I graduated high school in 2002. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was lupus or something. Why I'm thinking, was it something like that? Is Frankie Avalon still alive?
I think it was, because I watched something on her back then, around her death, it was almost like a biography of her, you know, back
right.
when she started out at the Mickey Mouse Club, and, you know, and then went on to her films, and, yeah, it was, but she was always known for being the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, she was. She was so pretty. She's a little bitty Italian girl with solid black hair, and I couldn't really tell. I think her eyes were brown, but I'm not sure.
She reminded me of a young Elizabeth Taylor look.
Or
would that be fair?
Reminded me of Marlo Thomas to me.
Oh, really?
She looked like Marlo Thomas to me.
Okay.
In the face.
A bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looked a little bit like Marlo Thomas.
It was the damn hairdos. They all had the same.
I think it was, right?
They did. They all had the same hairstyle. Only my mother was the only one that ever gave it up. Yeah. No, I don't think she had the beehive. She had the flip.
Oh, she had the flip. Wow.
Yeah, you know, where it was like down to her chin and then flipped out. Yeah, the flip.
Mm-hmm. I would never know that, Robin. I would never know that. It's called the
flip.
Well,
now, she did have long hair when she was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah.
Because she's a kid. She had, like, the longer, well, her hair was long and straight. But then, of course, you know, as she got older, she adopted the, you know, modern hairstyles of the time. And, yeah, she did. To me, she looked like Marlo Thomas.
Wow. Well, she did die of multiple cirrhosis.
MS. I knew it was something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's a pretty lady. She's a pretty
she
lady.
Was.
You're right. She is pretty. She was a pretty lady. She didn't look that good when she had multiple cirrhosis, though.
Mm-mm-mm.
She died at 70 years old. She was 70. That's a long living mouse. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah,
you know, I always thought Mickey Mouse, because of the shape of his ears, I always thought Mickey Mouse was, like, based on a dormouse. But he wasn't. He was based on a little brown house mouse, you know, just a regular mouse that Walt Disney, you know, turned into a pet. But I thought the shape of his ears, I thought it was a dormouse, because they have the rounded ears and the pointed face.
You are interesting, because not many people would think the mouse, Mickey, is it a dormouse, field mouse, that kind of mouse? It's pretty damn.
Mm-hmm.
You must have been around a lot of critters that kind of do that kind of thing. That's interesting to me.
No, not really. It's just I got to look at them like, mouse ears aren't usually round like that. So I got to looking up what kind of mouse has those kind of ears, and it was a dormouse.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, well, that's what he probably had a pet dormouse. You know, they used to eat on people used to eat dormice all the time. So that wasn't, you know, that
back in ancient
times they ate dormouse.
No,
they
did. I guess you would eat anything if you're starving. You know what I mean? I mean, you really think about people eating pig, people eating snake. I mean, we eat everything, you know?
I've had to eat snake before, and I did not like it. That's one of the reasons why I'm so weird about eating meat.
I know. All right, let's go back to our show. Well, exactly. I want to say the show is brought to you by our sponsor, Patricia Over the Line Bakery. Good.
You can do it, could you?
And psychic readings. And psychic readings.
And psychic readings. So she can tell you how much the food's going to cost before you buy it. That's a psychic, baby.
And how much you're going to want to eat, too.
Exactly. Home of the patty cakes. That's
right. I knew this one woman one time, and her name was Patricia Jackson, and it used to piss her off every time because I'd call her Patty Jack. Yeah, that was her name, Patricia Jackson. I did. I used to call her Patty Jack all the time, and it pissed her off. I don't know why. It just did.
You know, I don't know why we do that to people. Because I like making fun of people. It's humorous. I think we should.
I do, too.
I think so. Life is too serious. Life is too serious.
It is. When people make fun of me, I think it's funny. I do. Because usually they pick out something that's like, I am really, you know, they pick out something to, you know, laugh about that's really funny.
Wow.
Things I'll do, you know, the way I do it, the way I say things. Yeah. You're funny.
Well, you are funny. I'll give you credit for that. You are
funny.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Ryan doesn't think so all the time.
Well, that's because he lives with you. And that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
When you live with somebody for a long period of time, while you met them, it's very humorous and cute. And Cindy's learning this herself. But then that cuteness becomes annoying. She's learning that right now. I go, well, you liked when you were dating, you thought I was cute. Yeah, I did. It's annoying now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so annoying.
That's how Ryan is. He's going to visit his mother tomorrow. And I don't get to go because he's just flying up there real quick. So I have to stay home to take care of the baby and take care of the house. I get a mini vacation. I don't get to, I don't get. That's the first time I've gotten two months in a long time.
See, we should throw a party. Orion's gone. Let's throw a party. Let's throw a virtual party. Everybody get on the camera. We drink, and then at midnight we do our poppers, and everybody goes to bed. What a party. It doesn't even mess up your house. When we come back...
Really?
Lazy people get screwed all the time. Are you one of them? If you're getting screwed, it's because you're lazy. I've had that. People who order food to their door, DoorDash or whatever you have, whatever it is, you're lazy. I'm going to tell you something. Here's what happened. It was a football game, and I think during the football game, Cindy goes, "What do you want to eat?" I go, "You know, it's football. It's pizza." She goes, "Pizza, good." Now, the pizza place that I like is only two blocks up the street.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets on her phone, and I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I'm going to order your pizza." I go, "What do you mean, order your pizza?" "Well, right now, I got this app, and it says if you order now, your pizza normally costs $14. I go, "Yeah." "Well, now you got it on for $5. I go, "$5 for my pizza?" "Yeah, $5 for your pizza. $5. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. She orders the pizza, right? She orders the pizza.
Yep.
Doorbell
comes
ring. Ding dong. Yeah. Pizza him. Pizza man here. Honey, I'm like a little dog to the door. Open it up. Open it up. You know, I spin around and chase my ass. Open up. Open up. Pizza man. Pizza man. Now, the pizza on the app says $5. Okay. Here's your pizza, ma'am. There'll be a $3 charge for a delivery charge. Don't forget my tip. And I go, "What tip?" And she goes, "Here you go." I go, "You gave him $5 as a tip." "Yes, sweetheart, we gave him $5 as a tip." We didn't have this discussion. "Hey, thanks a lot, dude." And he left. And I'm sitting there and I put the table, I put the pizza on the table, and she goes, "Aren't you hungry?" I go, "I'm not hungry anymore." She goes, "We pay for all that pizza." I go, "No, no, I was hungry when it was $5.
Yeah.
Do you realize that's true? I was hungry at $5. I'm worried at $8 because being lazy. We had the tip was just as a pizza. The pizza was on sale for $5. $5. The tip was $5. And then the delivery charge was $3. So we paid $8 extra from the pizza. So we paid basically $13, $14 for a $5 pizza.
That's still pretty
because
cheap.
Yeah, because and it's only up the street 2 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by laziness. You pay more. This is what I mean. If I wasn't that lazy, I get, you know, I don't have to look that great. Right. I don't have to look that great. I slip on some pants. There you go. My hair looks like buckwheat. Fuck you. Give me my shit.
We used to, pay the delivery boy joints.
I bet they like those tips better.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet they didn't do. Hold on, one time, this is funny. You know what you should do? Because this is a true story.
But I got mad at that. The true story is that, you know, when you order DoorDash and you do the DoorDash and all that other stuff, you're going to give a minimum of a $5 tip no matter what you get. And I'm saying a minimum.
Yeah.
A minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you might as well add $5 to that bill.
Exactly.
And then sometimes they put that delivery fee in there, and then that.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that you order, your minimum, you're going to add another $8 for whatever you order.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you order, you might as well add a minimum of $8 to the meal. Whatever.
And you could be like me. Every time I go out to eat or we order in, mine is screwed up, but nobody else is it.
And it's screwed up. You are so right. Why am I hearing 90 seconds left in this show? Are we having a problem with Blog Talk? I'm just hearing it's 90 seconds. I'm looking at the time. It's just an hour left. Is it 90 seconds for show in?
I don't hear anything.
It's in my ear. Like, show's going to go off the air. Huh.
It just
we'll
shows
what
that we've been on 1 hour and 29 minutes and 37 seconds.
Exactly.
So.
Huh. We might get caught off in 90 seconds, but I'm looking at we still have an hour left, so I'm going to just go with it.
Okay.
So that's what
we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Exactly. Before we get cut off, I just want everybody to know we've been working so hard on this, seriously.
Yes.
MVP Productions, and I'm so proud to say Robin's part of it. We brought
Thank
in
you.
Other members of MVP. You're welcome, MVP, to make it run perfectly that we did. We are small. You want to call us mom and pop? Fine. There's no ma. There's just pop and his crew. And just remember, like any indie artist, we think of our store. I want you to think of it moves artists forward because we're not going to compete with Amazon. We're not competing with any store. What we're doing is that you indie artists don't have a platform, and we're giving you a platform. So
exactly.
Support. Exactly. And support our store, which is Capture Store. And I have to fix the website. Thanks to Pat. And thank you, Robin. Because the website is not the website is not phone friendly. Not phone friendly. So
it is now.
I have to
It is now, Brian.
It
what
is.
Do you mean? What?
Yeah, check it out.
How did that happen? No.
It's working.
What?
It's working.
No, seriously. No. Let me look at my phone.
It's working.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. It's working.
I looked at it earlier, and it was still like all at the top of the screen.
No, Robin, there's another one.
Oh, be sure to send
it. No, I don't know how it did that. I'm gonna look at it right now. Hold on. You guys talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just send that to me because what I'll do is I'll delete the old one and put that one up so if anybody asks, you know, I can just send it straight to them. Because that's how I do it. I have a little icon on my phone. And
I sent it to King.
Okay.
So he said he was going to buy some stuff.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds good. Pat, what kind of phone do you have? Do you have iPhone or do you have...
iPhone.
iPhone. Is that working? I don't know.
It works on mine.
I don't know. Does it fill up your phone? Does it fill up your phone?
Yep.
Great.
It does,
really?
Huh?
See, it won't mind. It didn't mind. Let me look again.
Yeah, look at your... Robin, you got iPhone?
Yeah,
because
I have iPhone.
I'm on iPhone. It's not filling up my screen.
Let me go back over here to the...
Okay. Well, thank you, Pat. That's nice to know, but it's not filling my screen up.
Now, the capture store does, yeah.
Second one you said.
The capture store does, but the website, MVP On Demand, the capture store looks good on the phone. But MVP On Demand is still not right. That's the one I was talking about.
Now, you can turn it sideways. I just noticed that. You can turn it
store.
Sideways.
Yeah.
Not the store, but the MVP On Demand.
Website? Oh,
really?
Well, anybody goes, right now I got to work on that. But if you do go to MVPOnDemand.com, that's the website. And if you do it on your phone, you might get half of it or whatever. Just widen it out with your fingers, and you get it. Just for a little bit, and I'll fix it today. And you can go to the capture store. That's what we're talking about, the capture store.
Mm-hmm.
And the link is on MVPOnDemand.com because the capture store is too long. Everybody can remember Most Valuable Player On Demand. .com.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. Hit the capture store. You will see. I'm trying to make it like a mall. Did you guys see the movie that I put up? You guys see it? I'm trying to make it like a mall where, you know, you go shopping, you can hear the mall music and everything. So it has a feature that I put up there. It was Coming to America 2 with Eddie Murphy in it.
Yeah.
And it has a funny scene in it. And Wesley Snipes is so funny in it. So when you go to the store, you'll see it. And while you shop it, and I could put, I had Guns N' Roses up there, I had the Beatles up there, and
wow.
So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I was thinking of Robin, like when you had all those country western people on the show and they had those great songs, if we would have hosted their song, and if just think about it, we would have hosted their song in the store. They would see their video on all places, and they would be performing right there in the store. And he would see, and they would see the performing.
Talk to some of them.
Yeah, you can
see if they want to, if they're interested.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Aaron will. Yeah,
right. Because I was thinking of Aaron because you would see her perform as soon as you go to the store, you will see her video, right? And all you have to do is hit her video, goes right to her place, and you get download her music right there. How's that? Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
So
that is
when you come in there, you get to see it. And I got Pat's in a spiritual section. And I'm going to do something special for her today. Like, woo.
Well,
so when you go to Pat's section.
It goes from, it says new products, and it goes down. And
really?
He's right there.
Because I worked hard on that. Can you see all the products on one page? Can you see all of them? Because I kind of worked hard on that.
Okay, I'll start, and then I'll scroll down. I'll send you a screenshot, and then I'll scroll down and send you another one. How's that?
Let me see here. Because before it was just a slider, and you had to slide a little thing to see the new product. I said, no, I want it. As soon as you go there, you can see it all in your face. It's right there. There it is. There it is.
Okay, and then...
Look at Pat in her beautiful face. There's Pat in her beautiful face right there. Look at Patty. And thanks. And so, up top, I was going to do this for the musicians. Like, if you give me your video, right, and you can download in our store, you see where the movie is, and then you hit it. And I made sure it didn't loop. Once it looped, I didn't want to keep doing the loop. Just like, if you want to hit it, you can hit it. And... it'll play your YouTube video, and from there it'll direct you right to your page where you can download the music, and they get paid. That's how I did it. And that's going to include Pat's thing, too, because I'm going to work with Pat. Is there something I'm going to do, something special? I'm not going to tell you guys. I'm not going to tell you, Robin, no matter how much you try to force me. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to work with Pat to have an idea, secret idea that's going to shock everyone. Secret idea. Secret idea. Only me and Pat will know. And Pat's going to say, wait a minute. I'm going to hear your idea. Just a second.
You can go full page. Wait a minute.
Yeah, we're gonna both dive in that volcano. Okay, Pat, here we go. But what do we? What's your idea, Brian? What? I had the idea before we got in the volcano. Yeah, I know. But what were we talking about? Who cares? No, it gets some good shit. That's how the conversation will go. So anyway, I have a good idea. So the musicians will have their video just like that. It hits you right when you come into the store. And then it's like a billboard, like a middle of a concert. And then they'll make you want to buy their album. And if you look at bonus and rewards, I'm going to put that up. Bonus and rewards, the thing I have, you get cash back and all that. I have John Stash. Wait till you use. You can join John Stash. I hope John doesn't sue me. John's going to go, you know, we could sue him. John Stash, and you can play the game where John hid his stash, and it's played in the game, and you can win money like that. Who can find John Stash? It's almost like Where's Waldo is where John Stash is. The same thing. That John just dressed up like Waldo. It's like John's dressed up like Waldo. Hello. Okay. So there you go. There you go. All right. When we come back, we're going to finally get to it. Lazy people get screwed all the time. If you are lazy, you know who I can't stand? We're going to talk about this. There's two people I can't stand, procrastinators. And there's another person I realize that gets under my nerves that I didn't think existed. Tell me if you guys know this kind of person. Is the kind of person who befriends you and everything, you're telling them all your secrets and everything, but they don't tell you shit about them? They don't tell you shit about them. They're the listeners. I call them the listener. They're the listener. And they never have an opinion like a psychiatrist. Well, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? So they get more information out on you, and they never divulge anything of them. And then you look up and say, what do I know about them? And we don't know anything about them because these people are the leeches of the world. You know, I don't know if have you ever met people like that. It's just that they want to get all up in your business, but they don't want to talk about who they are.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And
I don't know if you guys know
what
I'm
talking about. Business against you.
Right, and then they will. Mm-hmm. And they're just looking for a weakness of you. Basically, these are the people who are looking for weakness in you to use it against you.
Yes.
Keep on talking. But they don't say much about who they are, and you really don't.
Exactly.
Those are another people that I have no time for. So we're going to talk about the procrastinator. I'll do it later. I have an idea. We'll get to it. Are you going to work on it? We'll do it. And that's part of the laziness, too. Procrastinator is a part of laziness. We're going to get right to that. Okay, we'll be right back. I'm going to drink some coffee. We'll be right back. The store looks good. The store looks real good.
It does. It's really good. And I'm really happy my face isn't on there.
Oh, your face is – I'm not done yet. What I'm going to do to you in that store, oh, boy, you're going to love it. It's going to be a little Robin going in there.
My face on Scarlett Johansson's body, you may do that. Yeah, I give you permission. She may not, but I do. That's a joke. That's just a joke. Nobody thinks it's funny?
I think you're pretty.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I told my grandson you said happy birthday and showed him your picture, and his eyebrows went up.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what that means.
His mother.
What does that mean? I know. What is that? Your grandson? What does that mean? His eyes. Did I scare him? Wow.
No, that was my
face.
Huh?
His eyes lit up.
He's 21.
Yeah, I know, but what does that mean? Did I recognize him in prison? What does that
no,
mean?
It was my picture because I said,
"Oh,
oh
Robin's picture." Oh, I thought you said, my picture. Oh, of course, Robin's picture. Yeah. Okay, I feel better now. I thought you meant my picture. We'll be right back. I'm dedicating this song to these women who fall for criminals.
Okay.
You know who you are. You live that criminal life. And we'll be right back.
They do.
Go to play, you guys. Give it 1 minute. It should be playing. Hold on. Here we go.
Glendale's new Main Street tax will be paid for by your family and small businesses. When taxes go up, so does your rent, the cost to buy or sell a home, and even the cost of doing business. Tell the city council to vote no on the Main Street tax. Five words.
You
pronounce wrong 2 years before your brain starts shutting down. Dementia is now.
I'm having, okay, here we go. 1 second, baby. All right. I'll be right back. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Okay, sure, hold it.
Debut the commercial for Pat Over the Line or Oberline. Yes, I am.
Can't wait.
I have good things for her to do, and for Robin, a tool for Robin. So when she does talk to musicians and they can go through it, like I said, I want to make it like a mall thing when you come to the store. That's why I have the video up there. And if you go in there, even us. If you haven't registered yet, because I haven't fixed it, but if you haven't, please register for bonuses and rewards. Trust me on that one. You're going to love it. It doesn't cost you anything. It just keeps you abreast on what's going on. And the newsletter, and there's going to be a blog. I'm going to work on the blog.
Ooh.
So you go in there, you hit the blog, and the blog's going to be featuring the artist who's been on the show, their concert that's coming out, things like that, you know, it's going to promote you and what's going on with the music and a little gossip about what's going on behind the scenes with the Hammer Show, Pat getting in trouble, and we had to bail out of jail, and Robin lives in the forest. She lives in the forest with the critters. So there's a lot of stuff that you, exactly, there's a lot of stuff you didn't know about us in that blog, and read about John's exploits, you know, and John's running around Canada, and his little hidden secrets, you know. He's like a magical man. They call him the magical man in Canada. And read about his little stuff going on there. And so there'll be stuff that you'll be able to find out about behind the scenes about us. You know, and my job is, and my past as a gigolo. Oh, yeah, you know. Happy days.
Happy day.
yeah, good times.
If you think about it, I really do live in the forest.
Yeah.
Because of the subdivision is named Forest Hills.
True. I'll be making up shit about our gossip stuff. They're gonna say I never knew Pat was dancing in that club for money. Yeah. Pat, she's a table dancer. Oh my God!
Oh,
no. Yeah.
Everybody most everybody ever told, you know, when I said I used to dance when I was younger, they thought I was talking about stripping. I'm like, why did you think I was a stripper?
Why do they go right there? I know. Wow. Well, it's because you guys look good. It's fine, you know. Now, if you guys were ugly, we would say valet, because nobody's going to pay any money to an ugly stripper. So, it's, in a way, it's a compliment. Yeah. Who goes there?
But they're not going to pay any money to see a boobless, buttless stripper either.
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. I like that little Swedish boy dancing. That's no Swedish boy. That's Robin. Oh. I like how she's dancing backwards. She's not backwards. She's facing you. Oh. I'm kidding, Robin.
Hey, I'm not kidding. I can get my scapulas to stick out further than my actual breast and back. When I was in elementary school, everybody said I had bigger boobs on my back.
Well, I think even Robin, I mean, even Pat says, that's you know what? You're lucky, because as you get older, you're lucky. Right, Pat?
Come here.
You know, grass is always greener. Because if you had big boots when you get older, it could be harmful on your back, how you sleep, certain things. If you,
I don't even want big ones. I just want some.
Well, okay, now I'm going to write a story. I'm going to write a story about you, Robin, in the blog. It's like the lady who's looking for boobage. It's going to be a nice little story.
Oh,
until she makes her way to Beverly. Did you ever see A Chorus Line? It's a play.
I have not seen it, but I wanted to.
Well, here's the song that reminds me of you in the Chorus Line. I get off the trick, but I think you enjoy it. Chorus Line is about a lot of these women wanting to be in this play.
It's just in the Chorus Line.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
It was guys and girls.
Which one, kiddo? I'm sorry.
Guys and girls for Chorus Line.
Yeah, guys and girls. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying out, not for the lead, but for to be in the Chorus Line. They're dancers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a great, it's a great movie. Yeah, it's a great movie, and it shows you behind the scenes of auditions and stuff, you know. And this song reminds me of Robin. It's only 4 minutes. Think of Robin when you hear this song. It's a girl. Her name is Cassie, and she's trying. And Michael Douglas, who is the director, is asking her, why do you want this job? And here it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's coming.
God damn it, Larry. The loading door closed.
I'll get it.
Go ahead, Balthazar.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. I never heard of the red shoes. I never saw the red shoes. I don't give a shit about the red shoes. I came to New York because I wanted to be a rockhead of Radio City. Because there was this girl in my hometown, Betty Lou Hines. She'd actually gotten out. She made it to New York. She was a rockhead. One Christmas, she came home for a visit, and they gave her a parade. A goddamn parade! And I had to stand outside and twirl a friggin' baton in the pouring rain for 2 hours. Unfortunately, though, she got knocked up over Christmas. Merry Christmas. Anyway, that was my plan. To be a rockette. But the problem was, I was so ugly you wouldn't believe it. I mean, I was homely, skinny, flat as a pancake. But anyway, there I was. I got off the bus. I was wearing my little white tights, my little white shoes, my little white dress. I looked like a fucking mess. I finally got mad.
I know.
Like my fan kicks. I can do terrific fan kicks. So I said, screw you, Radio City and the Rockettes. I'm going to make it on Broadway. But at every audition, I would dance rings around the other girls, and I'd wind up in the alley with the other rejects. So one day, after an audition, I swiped my dance card. And on a scale of 1 to 10, they gave me, for dance, 10. For looks, 3. Dance 10 looks 3, and I'm still on unemployment, dancing for my own enjoyment. That ain't it, kid, that ain't it, kid. Dance 10 looks 3 is like to die. Left the theater and called the doctor for my appointment to buy tits and pants. Bought myself a fancy pair, tightened up the derriere, did the nose with it, all that goes with it, tits and pants. Had the bingo bongos done, suddenly I'm getting that nose too. Tits and ass won't get you jobs unless there's yours. Didn't cost a fortune either, didn't hurt my sex life either. Flat and sassy, I would get the strays and losers. Beggars really can't be choosers. That ain't it, kid, that ain't it, kid. Fix the chassis. How do you do? Life turned into an endless medley of tea. It had to be you. Why? Tits and ass. Where the covers once was bare. Now you're knocking, someone's there. You have got them, hey, top to bottom. Hey, it's a gas. Just a dash of silicone. Take your new Moroccos and you're fine. Tits and ass can change your life. Be sure to change mine. You're all looking at my tits now, aren't you? I settle for just one of yours.
Yeah.
So go out and buy them. Have it all done. Honey, take my word. Grab a cab, come on, see the wizard on Park and 73rd. For tits and ass, orchestra and balcony. What they want is what you see. Keep the best of you, do the rest of you. Tits or class, I have never seen it fail. Debutante or coolest girl or wife. Tits and ass, yes, tits and ass have changed my life.
What a great show. I mean, I saw it live. I mean, it's just amazing. Of course, it's amazing. You're amazing, too. You are amazing, too. I'll come down there. Don't worry. Me and Pat. Yeah. Well, me and Pat will put you under the volcano, tie you down to a table. By the time you get up, you're going to be, 35 double D. Pat's going to get her magical work on you. But you're fine the way you are, kid. And remember,
big. I just want something that doesn't, looks more than I'm bigger than a 12-year-old.
Well, and then you have to live with that stuff inside your body, and then you have other problems. You're fine the way you are. You're fine the way you are. Trust me. You look great the way you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Now, here we go, everybody. Don't forget, everybody. I will fix the website, mvponamand.com. I would give you the capture store link, but it's too hard to remember. So I'm telling you to go through the website to get to the store. MVPonamand.com. You'll pull up on your phone until I fix it. Just open up. Just widen the screen. And you'll see to the right the capture store. Hit the link, and you'll be amazed. Your world was going to – I'm the Willy Wonka of the indie filmmakers. I'm the Willy Wonka.
Exactly.
Just call me Willy.
Of all artists.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what's wrong with the world? A lot of people procrastinate. Are you a procrastinator, Robin? Are you a procrastinator, Pat? Are we procrastinating? Do you really?
Yeah,
I know. I do it too.
Yeah, I do. When it comes to laundry and dishes and things like that.
Yeah.
I drag it on until I can't stand it any longer.
Yeah. Because eventually we're going to do it, and it's never the right time to do it. When we just put it off, put it off, put it off, it's never like, oh, today's the perfect day to do it, and all of a sudden you get in it. No, if it's a perfect day, you're going outside, you're playing, you're going shopping, you're doing this. You're not going to do laundry
now,
or I hear you.
I will say this. Ryan is really good about, like, if it's a great day outside and he has the time, mm-hmm. he will get out and do yard work and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. He's really good about utilizing the time he has on the weekend.
Right.
He really is.
Well, tell me if you ladies agree on this, okay? Say yes mm-hmm. or no if you both agree. Because this is coming from a man, and these are nine most common signs and traits of lazy people. Nine traits of lazy people. I don't know, but tell me if you agree on it. Okay, here we go. Okay, they're not in any particular order. I usually like to go from here we go. Number one. Let's see. Here we go. Procrastination. We're just talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying it's a major sign of laziness. True or not true? When you procrastinate, is it a sign of laziness? True
Most
or not
of
true?
Most of the time, I would say yes.
No.
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 Yes. No.
I guess it depends on what you're procrastinating on doing. You know, if it's
because eventually,
yeah, Mr. Fred,
well,
he says no.
You have to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, why not do it now?
Like I said, it just depends on what it is.
And mm-hmm. and Pat, why do you say no? Why do you say procrastination has nothing to do with laziness? Why do you say that? Pat?
Probably because you're sometimes not able to.
I guess you're right. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
have to go on the side of
yes.
Yes, Pat, I was wondering when you said procrastination is not a sign of laziness, I was just wondering why, as you're thinking, why would it not be a sign of laziness?
Some people are just adverse to doing something, so it takes some time. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of laziness. It's a matter of state mm-hmm. of mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
one way of looking at it. Okay. Well, here's another one. That's one way of looking at it. Here we go. Lack of hygiene. I just don't feel like taking a shower today. I don't want to bathe. I'll do it tomorrow. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to just be in the house. Why am I have to take a bath?
That's depression,
Brian. That's it. But it goes into that area. But is it also laziness or not laziness?
No, it's
lack
depression.
Of hygiene. Really?
Depression.
It depends. Yeah.
I don't know. Can you not be depressed and just be lazy? Like, you know what? I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'll put some perfume on and I'm going to go to the store. See you later, Pop. See you later, Ma. Okay.
Not really. Now, some of us have really dry skin and cannot, like, wash every day, like, all of our body. I mean, some people can't do that. I mean, that doesn't mean they're dirty. They clean, you know, the things that stink. You know, they just
tend to clean the thing to
end up bathing too much. Bathing too much will cause you to look older.
Mm.
Makes your skin look older. You know, it does.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're not clean or, you know, hygienic in certain areas. You just might not wash your arms and your back and your legs, you know, especially in the wintertime when you don't sweat, and you're covered. And if anybody's like me, when I pull my clothes off in the wintertime especially, it looks like a snowstorm in the bathroom. It does.
Okay.
So it's even, right. And that's even after I get out of the shower, coating myself in lotion to the point I'm uncomfortable because I feel sticky. And this
right.
is the next morning, waking up, I'm this dry. It happens
oh,
within
awful.
Hours. Yeah, it happens within hours.
Creams don't help?
Uh-uh.
What about dry skin?
The what? What about the ones that are specially for dry skin?
Nope, they don't work. It's like they absorb into my skin and then just the outer layer flakes off.
I have an idea for you, honey. I have an idea.
Okay.
There's a product called Moody Bee, and they make, like, you know, like how a deodorant stick looks like. Okay, but they make it with beeswax for dry skin.
Oh, well, now I've tried beeswax and also coating myself in coconut oil after a shower too. Doesn't work. Tried it all.
Well,
it doesn't work.
I'm thinking
coconut
that
oil
stuff would be worth a try.
I will try it.
I'll send you a link because it's a Canadian company.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, in my hair, I cannot wash my hair every day because it dries it out.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It is awful. But they say the other thing is. They hate to socialize.
Yeah.
You're not an extrovert. You're an introvert. See, now that's I'm not lazy. I just don't like. You know, let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I don't like a lot of people. It's not that they're bad people because I don't know them, but it's like I don't want to get to know them. I don't care. My brother and I are close. He was on the show, and we had a fight, and we're not talking to each other. And I'll tell you, because it's a silly thing, I don't know if we're still live because it says this thing looks weird. Are we still live on the air?
Are we?
It looks like we're in limbo.
I got cut off and had to call back in.
That won't tell you. What it'll tell you. Here, let me see if I can. It looks weird. I don't know if we're on the air. Blog Talk does this shit to me. I knew I had problems when I first signed on.
And
then it cut me off like it was the end of this show. Let me see here. Let me see if I can go to the live show and find us. Okay, here we are. Let's find us and let me see if we're live. Nope. Let me see. Are we live? Let me see if we're live.
I can look too.
Let me see this. No, it says live, waiting for a host to call in.
Ah! Oh, geez.
It says it's waiting for a host. I don't know if we were even. Then it says we're live.
Up and call back.
Right, because if you go to Blog Talk, and you go to what's live right now, the live programming. We're not even live. We're not live. We are not live. They cut us off.
Waiting for host to call in.
Yeah, you see it? You see it?
Yeah,
it's waiting for host to call in. I don't know if we were.
Can you call in again?
Yeah,
I can't
because
we're already connected.
We're going
to have to say goodbye.
And then call back.
No, we're going to. What it is that I got to work for you guys, so I'm gonna hang up the phone and I'm gonna get to work in the store and get you and cut past commercial and do a lot of good things I could do. I don't know when we didn't go off live. It was really weird, so I'd rather do something like that and make time of my downtime and start getting us have business in and talk to Robin again and stuff like that and create promotional stuff with us and get, you know, I'd rather do that than blah, blah, blah. Okay, so tomorrow, and I'm not lying, if you look at our show, it says waiting for host to call in. It's like, what the hell? We've been talking.
It does. I can see it right now.
Yeah.
That's really
strange. Yeah, it's weird. I didn't know how long it was. I just noticed it. It was really strange. Okay, kids. I'm going to get to work to make us money. Today is Thursday, I guess, huh? Thursday? Okay. And let me work on the phone to get our website phone-friendly, number one. And get some stuff in. We'll play. We'll do the lottery tomorrow. And
okay.
I want to say good night, Shirley, wherever you are. Robin knows who she is. And good night, John, wherever you are. All right, kids, let me get to work for you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Bye.